You're listening to SBS News.
Speaking to an audience of people who've lost loved ones to gun violence, United States President Joe Biden vowed to do everything in his power to keep Americans safe.
I know almost every one of you sitting in the garden here. None of you ever given up. We're not going to give up now. The idea that we have so many people dying every single day from gun violence in America is a blemish on our character as a nation.
Every single day, on average, 316 people are shot in the U.S., 106 of them fatally. The latest was former NFL player Philip Adams, who fatally shot four people before taking his own life. In his first major action on gun control, Mr. Biden announced six executive orders to tackle mass shootings, community bloodshed, and suicides.
Our flag was still flying at half staff for the victims of the horrific murder of eight primarily Asian American people in Georgia when 10 more lives were taken in a mass murder in Colorado. You probably didn't hear it, but between those two incidents, less than 1 week apart, there were more than 850 additional shootings.
Under pressure to step up action after these events, Mr. Biden's first order aims to limit or prevent self-assembled guns.
These are guns that are homemade, built from a kit, that include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit. They have no serial numbers, so when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. And the buyers aren't required to pass a background check to buy the kit, to make the gun. Consequently, anyone from a criminal to a terrorist can buy this kit in as little as 30 minutes put together a weapon.
President Biden says he wants the kits to be treated the same way as firearms. It would mean manufacturers would have to make the key parts with serial numbers, and sellers would have to run background checks on buyers. Mr. Biden's second order is aimed at tightening regulations on pistols like the one used in the killings of 10 people in Boulder, Colorado.
We want to treat pistols modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace hook and a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle. That's what the alleged shooter in Boulder appears to have done.
This rule would subject these types of pistols to a $200 tax and registration under the National Firearms Act. The next of Mr. Biden's orders is one that fulfills a campaign promise. Within 60 days, new legislation would make it easier for states to adopt their own extreme risk protection order laws.
They're also called red flag laws, which everybody in this lawn knows, but many people listening do not know. These laws allow a police or family member to petition a court in their jurisdiction and say, I want you to temporarily remove from the following people any firearm they may possess. Because they're a danger and a crisis. They're presenting a danger to themselves and to others.
He says red flag laws have a significant effect in protecting women from domestic violence and can also stop mass shooters before they have a chance to act on their plans. Mr. Biden said he's also requesting for the Justice Department to release a new annual report to better help policymakers address firearms trafficking in the country. But the executive measures announced to act on guns have limitations, and they fall short of the sweeping gun control agenda Mr. Biden laid out on his campaign trail. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Congress will need to take more aggressive steps.
I am under no illusions about how hard it is to solve the problem of gun violence. And I know that the Department of Justice alone cannot solve the problem. It is a problem that we must all work on together in a collective effort to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and save lives.
While gun control is a divisive issue in the United States, Mr. Biden says there's more common ground than people believe. He also said all the measures proposed are consistent with the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, which protects citizens' rights to bear arms.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
Mr. Biden urged Congress to act immediately, challenging them for offering thoughts and prayers, but not passing a single new federal law to reduce gun violence. He also urged the Senate to take up the measures passed by the House. But gun control measures face slim prospects in an evenly divided Senate, where Republicans remain largely unified against most proposals. Vice President Kamala Harris urged representatives to find the courage to act.
Time and again, as progress has stalled, we've all asked, what are we waiting for? Because we aren't waiting for a tragedy, I know that. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. We aren't waiting for solutions either, because the solutions exist. They already exist. People on both sides of the aisle want action. Real people on both sides of the aisle want action. So all that is left is the will and the courage to act.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.